They will be dry, but we're worried about the risk of some severe weather, perhaps towards Saturday evening and Saturday night. And we'll keep you up to date on that. Our weather app will be good to get on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank, and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police say a man wanted for several robberies is now in custody. They say 24-year-old Keontae Collins turned himself in after seeing himself on a Crime Stopper segment. Police say he robbed four people at gunpoint four separate times since November. Marcus McNeil has announced he is running for mayor of Montgomery. His platform includes massive cuts in city spending and starting a city school system if MPS does not make significant improvements within a year. And U.S. Representative Bradley Byrne has announced he will challenge Democratic Senator Doug Jones in 2020. Byrne made the announcement in Mobile yesterday. Senator Doug Jones released a statement saying Byrne is a career politician and part of the problem in Washington. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
This is David with Mr. Sandman Mattress. I have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 20 years with great results. Their many station formats help me reach a broad cross-section of the local market and have helped me succeed in the highly competitive mattress business.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
At Marguerite's, we've been designing and crafting custom jewelry for four generations. It's an art for master jewelers. There's really no room for error. It doesn't matter how big the diamond is. You don't expect anything less than perfection. What matters is quality, beauty, and value. After all these decades, your engagement ring is still our greatest pride. Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Empire actor Jussie Smollett is charged with felony disorderly conduct for allegedly filing a false report about an attack.
Special counsel Robert Mueller could be wrapping up the Russia investigation.
A member of the Coast Guard arrested. Authorities say he had weapons and a hit list of prominent politicians.
Urgent manhunt underway after a deadly shooting in a very crowded tourism spot in Miami.
President's former lawyer is getting extra time to report to prison. A judge approved Michael Cohen's request for more time to recover from shoulder surgery.
The ISIS bride apparently will not return to the United States.
At the end of the day, she's a U.S. citizen, and whether Americans make crimes or not, that doesn't deprive them of their citizenship.
The FDA issuing an alert against companies offering so-called young blood transfusions.
Huge winter storm moving east.
More than 200 million Americans are in the path.
Snow and sleet has caused treacherous road conditions for travelers.
All the buses stopped. It's terrible weather.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday, by the way. See, police officer, give them a big old thumbs up. Let them know how much you appreciate what they do for our community. 272-9228. First-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know, and we'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. And any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. Yes, any caller. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of fun things from Sweet Creek Farm Market that you pick out. Not stuff that are their seconds, not things that they want to just kind of move. It's anything that you you like and you you put in your basket and it's taken care of. Also, they got the cute little goats down there. Grandchildren and children will love them. Girlfriends, wives, they love petting those little babies out there. They're really, really, really cute. Okay, we also had a kind of a major story that about a Coast Guard lieutenant accused of being a domestic terrorist and proclaiming himself as a white supremacist. This was a David Martin. It's a major story.
U.S. Coast Guard lieutenant accused of being a domestic terrorist is expected in a Maryland court later today. Christopher Hassan is his name. A self-described white nationalist was arrested on Friday. Prosecutors say he wanted to murder innocent civilians on a scale rarely seen. He's accused of having an apparent hit list that includes prominent Democrats and TV personalities. David Martin is at the Pentagon with more on this story.
The age of 49, Lieutenant Christopher Hassan was an obscure Coast Guard purchasing officer, but court documents say he was laying plans to use his hate to make a lasting impression on this world.
Hassan drafted an email saying, "I am dreaming of a way to kill almost every last person on the earth through biological attacks and a bombing and sniper campaign." A search of his basement residence turned up 15 firearms and more than 1,000 rounds of ammunition. Maria Carias is Hassan's neighbor in Silver Spring, Maryland.
We're all going to be very cautious because they are our neighbors. Like, we would have never imagined that to happen, especially, like, so close to us.
Okay, so a Morning Joe and Joe Scarborough was one of the targeted people that was mentioned. They didn't really talk about that, but what they talked about that, this person is a product of Donald Trump and Donald Trump's language and all of that. And so they basically laid this at the feet of Donald Trump under the category of what did Donald Trump do wrong today? And that's the way they played this thing. Now, they don't go in and talk about Jesse Smollett and what he did wrong and that's a product of something else, of Trump hatred in the media. He didn't talk about that. They don't talk about taking advantage of that, creating something totally fabricated. Now, this guy was full tilt bozo nuts. No doubt about it. And so, with this, you've got to see that when you have somebody this deranged and they thinking about killing everybody on Earth and creating a white state that's there, I mean, how you can put that mental derangement in with anything else and that the what Trump says is what caused it? No, that's not it. Let's listen to the second part of David Martin in this story.
Hassan, who once served in the Marine Corps, also kept a hit list that reads like a who's who of liberal politics. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, presidential candidates Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, and Cory Booker. Hassan's internet searches included best place in D.C. to see congresspeople and are Supreme Court justices protected? His list also included well-known news personalities Joe Scarborough, Chris Hayes, Don Lemon, and Chris Cuomo.
This is a scary. This is something that the people who get named we have to deal with, especially with our family.
According to court documents, Hassan read the writings of a Norwegian domestic terrorist named Anders Breivik, who in 2011 went on a rampage killing 77 Norwegians, many of them teenage summer campers. Breivik wrote about using steroids to turn himself into a superhuman one-man army. The search of Hassan's apartment turned up over 30 bottles of human growth hormone.
When Hassan appears in court later today, federal prosecutors are expected to argue he is too dangerous to be let out on bail while waiting for his trial to begin.
Sorry for the last portion of that he was outside the Pentagon and Reagan National is right down the street from the Pentagon. And so you had a plane that was taking off during that time. And again, they're trying to, they spent this morning, Morning Joe, saying that this is Trump's fault. This is Trump's fault. CNN's going to say the same thing. MSNBC is going to say the same thing tonight. Let's go to Ritz. Ritz, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Dan.
How you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing real good. just enjoying the change in the weather. I hope it stays warm now.
Oh, I think you're still going to have a cold spell. It's going to be 80 degrees tomorrow and Saturday, and 81 on Saturday, I believe.
Yeah, I've got some weeds that are waiting on me, but the weed killer needs to be applied when it's, I think, above 80 degrees.
Oh, really?
Or it won't work as effectively.
Huh.
And I've already wasted a bottle of it, so. then I found that out from my neighbor. All it did was make him mad.
That was funny. I was about to say the exact same thing.
Yeah, well, we think alike.
We do think alike.
Yeah. Well, one thing I wanted to point out, Dan, with that Coast Guard officer,
mm-hmm.
one thing that jumps out to me is 49 years old and a lieutenant. Unless he started very late, even if he started late in the career, I don't think they'll take you past the age of 30, will they?
I don't know the answer. I think the Coast Guard is a little different, and you know they may have been job shopping. It said in the piece that he was formerly a Marine, and I'm not sure. I guess it would.
Oh, he could have been prior enlisted then.
Yeah,
yeah. That just jumped out at me. 49 years old and a career military guy, just a lieutenant. That's not
too good, huh?
No, not at all. Not at all. But anyway, if he was in the Marines, you think they would catch something, a mental defect like that? This guy's absolutely insane.
Absolutely. He really is. And it's, and they went in and looked at his Facebook stuff and found all these postings, and then they went and raided his house, and he had a cache of weapons that was unbelievable, some BARs and AR-15s and things. But the BARs were illegally gotten, is what the report said.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow. Well, I'm glad that they captured him. I don't care where you are. And what you do in life, that doesn't keep you from becoming insane.
Exactly.
One other thing I wanted to mention, yesterday, didn't you have that, weren't you playing clips from a CBS reporter?
Yes.
Talking about how liberal the media is?
Yeah, that was... Yeah, the lady from 60 Minutes, she is really good.
Laura Logan, yes.
Yeah, she was on Fox last night, and she was strong as new rope.
Oh, isn't she from South Africa or something originally?
It sounds like it. Her accent is a bit different.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, she's an eloquent speaker and really, makes her point well. If you think it would shut people up like Morning Joe, she shines light on how liberal the media is and how they blame everything on Trump. I mean, if there's another group of people that are insane, it's that mainstream media. These people are absolutely crazy.
I know, and see, that's what they don't understand is that if you criticize them, you want to hurt them or something, and they go, well, that's happening because of Trump. The reality is it may be happening because they're first a little deranged, but they don't like what they're seeing out here. And it seems very orchestrated to a whole bunch of people. When I'm at church, that's probably one of the things I hear more about when people are talking about the media, the orchestration of things, and that they're all just against Trump.
Absolutely. And I love it when Hannity, from time to time, he'll do a little montage of all of them saying the exact same thing, like they're getting marching orders from Barack Obama on high.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, anyway, thank you for taking my call, Dan. We sure appreciate you.
Thank you, Rich. I appreciate your call. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday.
Hey, buddy. Boy, was that a booga booga rainstorm last night or what?
That was real crazy.
Man, I mean, it was really pumping, and gosh, hot today, man.
I know the humidity. I mean, it's hot, but there's humidity in the air is unbelievable.
I'll take it over the snow any day.
There you go.
You know, the only good thing about the report that you're giving me is this person's not from Alabama. Seems to have been a tough day for Alabama with the Klan newspaper guy. Let's see, who is it? The guy, Mr. Ziegler wants to hang people, and the lady terrorist from Alabama.
It's interesting. Morning Joe talked about the Alabama newspaper guy wanting the KKK back. And again, who did he blame it on?
Trump.
Donald Trump. Yeah. He says Trump's fault for implanting that concept in people's heads.
Yes, I know. Yes. So, gosh, what a strange turn of events today has turned out to be. And, you know, I don't know what to think about some of these people. They're not giving Alabama a real good reputation, but there's really good people and things going on here.
Of course there are, but I don't think the lady from Alabama, I remember when she took off and this thing first started coming out, you know, she was just seen as a loon, and because she was. I mean, and she's seen now. She's been brainwashed. Well, I'm not sure that brainwashing has gone away quite yet.
Well, you have to have a brain to be washed.
Good point. Good point.
I'm looking forward very much to hearing from Bradley Byrne. I sure wish he'd have been governor. Golly, Moses, we hadn't been such a better place at this point now.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, and I'll let you guys be the judge of it, but. You know, Bradley is uniquely positioned and qualified, I think, to go into the U.S. Senate. I think he's got a really good feel for the House. He plays well with others in the Senate. This is his time here.
Well, that would be a great opportunity to get somebody in there that hopefully would stand up for a little bit more what we believe in here, other than Doug Jones. You know what I mean? Doug Jones has been awful quiet today, hasn't he?
He has. Well, he voted for Barr, I saw, so that was encouraging.
Oh, boy, yeah. We ain't going to have to do a hell of a lot more than that. Thank you, gents. Looking forward to 2 o'clock.
Thanks, Weartop. What Weartop's talking about, we're going to have Bradley Byrnes, who's announced his candidacy for the U.S. Senate yesterday. He is currently in the House of Representatives representing District Number 1, which is the Mobile Baldwin County up to Kanaka County, I believe. Clint, hang on, baby. I'm coming back to you right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Better day.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by 2 veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and we have some exciting news to share from Brubaker, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Prattville and Montgomery. The 2019 Ram truck was named Motor Trend's 2019 Truck of the Year with the most hauling and towing capability ever. The 2019 Ram truck is the perfect combination of grit and grace. It's loaded with best-in-class features and more space, more storage, and more technology than ever before. And hang on, the good news just keeps coming. The Jeep Wrangler has been named Motor Trend's 2019 SUV of the Year. year. The legendary icon embraces its classic style and blazes its own path to modernization. The all-new 2019 Jeep Wrangler is packed with new features, including updated technology, design, and performance. Come and test drive the 2019 Ram Truck, Motor Trend's Truck of the Year, or the 2019 Jeep Wrangler, Motor Trend's SUV of the Year, and experience the Brubaker difference. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing.
It's a better buy at Brubaker.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Randy, why do you plant a garden?
Well, I raise a garden with my family every year, and it's just kind of in my blood.
Well, what if you don't know how to raise a garden?
Well, that's when you come to Prattville Farm Center, because we have the seed and the supplies and the knowledge to help you whether you're an old hand or just starting out.
So come get your family garden started today at Prattville Farm Center.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and like them on Facebook.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are on a Thursday. Reminder, Bradley Byrne will be in the studio at 2 o'clock today. Candidate for U.S. Senate now. Let's go to the phones and let's go to Clint. Clint, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good day, Mr. Morris.
How are you?
I can see again.
You can see again?
I had eye surgery last week, and man, what a difference a week makes.
What type of eye surgery did you have?
Just a lot of cataracts. I was blind in my left eye.
Did you have both eyes done or just one eye?
Oh, they're going to do the other one next week. So.
Wow, how long did it take for you to recover?
What, 4 or 5 days?
Really? Man.
Yeah. My eye is clear as a bell.
I'm going to get that done, and I think we're going to do it on a Thursday, and then he said I'll be back into action by Monday.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens.
Well, your eye's going to be cloudy. You're going to see clouds. That's what you're going to see.
You see clouds?
Yeah, it's like looking through a cloud.
You're talking about before or after the surgery?
After.
Really? So how does it clear up?
It just takes time.
Okay.
Day by day, and I had it done last Thursday, and today I see clear as a bell.
That's good.
Like I was 18 years old.
So. Wow. I'm looking forward to it because I have a real problem with driving at night.
Oh, I don't drive at night. I can now.
Yeah, I mean, it is so bad that it is scary because I have to have a lot of light to be able to read things, and even in my house, I had to pop my light bulbs up to 125
yeah.
watts.
Yeah, me too. I had to do that too, but not no more.
So. Well, congratulations. I'm glad that worked for you, Clint.
And I hope yours turns out good.
I hope so too. Who did yours? John Swan's going to do mine.
I did mine at iTech.
Okay. Okay.
In Montgomery and Elmore County.
Okay.
So, it's good. It's all good. Hey, the reason I call this lady from Alabama to join ISIS.
Mm-hmm.
I never did. I haven't heard where she's from.
She's was born in Hackensack, New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Yeah, and then she moved here, and then when she was fairly young, she... basically took off and joined ISIS.
Did the president block her from coming back too?
They're saying that they're not going to let her come back into the United States.
Well, you know, she has family. I wonder how the family feels, but...
she does.
I would let her come back. That's my opinion. I would let her come back home and, detain her, absolutely, because, you know, she'd been brainwashed.
Well,
in a way, I guess. I don't know.
They're going to sue to try to get her back in. I'm not sure how they're going to, how well they'll do with that, because the things that she did were treasonous, and so that's where she's going to have some difficulties.
All right, so you're going to have Mr. Burns on it, too.
I am.
You think he's a pretty good rep?
I've known Bradley for a while now, so I think he's pretty sharp. Now, I don't know who else is running, but... He certainly can carry the mantle of a U.S. senator.
All right. He support Trump?
He does, but we're going to talk about that when he gets here.
All right, I'm going to listen to it. All right, sir. Thank you for taking my call, sir.
Thanks, Glenn. I appreciate you.
Have a good day.
You too. You too. Yeah, we're going to have Bradley Byrne on at 2:05 or after in the 2 o'clock hour here. Folks, I want to remind you, you may be getting a tax refund. You may have kind of come into some money or something. And one of the things that you may want to look at is updating some electrical work in your house, particularly the electrical panel. That seems to be a real tough spot in a lot of these older homes, and you need to look at upgrading it. So Mr. Electric is a place to call. Also, they can do many other things, everything from generators to putting in new sockets for you, adding additional lighting for old people like me, putting outlets outside so you can put fans or TVs and things like that, resistance to weather. So they can put all that in there for you. Mr. Electric is the place. Dan Black, my very good friend, is the man. I want you to take this number down and copy it, please. 334-269-8886. 269-8886. Mr. Electric, my good friend, Dan Black. Danielle will be answering the phone and tell her you're a Dan Morris Show listener. Okay. Let's pick up two weird and interesting stories. DNA match lead that was from an arrest from a murder that happened in 1973 of an 11-year-old girl. They had a DNA match, and they arrested the booger.
California detectives believe they have solved a more than four decades old cold case thanks to modern DNA technology. James Neal was arrested for the 1973 murder and sexual assault of 11-year-old Linda O'Keefe. 48 Hours correspondent Aaron Moriarty is here with how a DNA hit on a genealogy website combined with old-fashioned detective work led to this arrest. Aaron, this is fascinating. Good morning.
It is. This investigation has been going on for so long that the DA in the case was just 1 year older than Linda O'Keefe at the time of her murder. He was just 12. Still, Newport Beach police say they've never forgotten the little girl, keeping a photo of her in the detective division as a reminder to continue pushing forward on cold cases like hers. For more than 45 years, the disappearance of Linda O'Keefe has haunted the community of Newport Beach, California. Wednesday, police revealed how a DNA match on the genealogy website Family Tree led them to their suspect in Colorado, 72-year-old James Neal.
Our investigators used forensic DNA testing and an online genealogy website to identify the suspect's DNA as being consistent with DNA left at the crime scene.
Interesting. So it's back to this me and 23 type stuff up here, and it's and the rest of this guy. So this has been happening in other places too, but
right,
picked up from a 1973 murder of an 11-year-old girl. Let's listen in to this.
O'Keefe vanished in July of 1973 while walking home from summer school. The 11-year-old was last seen on this street talking to a stranger in a van. The next day, she was found strangled, her body tossed in a ditch. She was still wearing this dress her mother had made for her.
This was the last picture taken of her.
O'Keefe's sister, Cindy Borgeson, says she was surprised to get the call that the alleged killer had been caught.
And then I said, oh, wow, okay. You know, I never really thought they would actually ever find the individual.
Last summer, in an effort to jumpstart the case, the Newport Beach Police Department posted a series of tweets written as though from O'Keefe's perspective, recalling her final hours. Hi, I'm Linda O'Keefe. I was murdered. My killer was never found.
And my hope is that it brings hope to other families that haven't had a resolve yet.
News Show 93.1, we have a conclusion to the story right after this break.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, ain't gonna lie.
Alexa, play Meant to Be on Amazon Music.
Okay.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be.
Get access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
New appliances can do wonders for a kitchen. Right now at the Home Depot, they'll also do wonders for a kitchen budget with up to 30% off appliance special buys. Like the four-piece stainless steel Samsung kitchen suite. Over $2,000 off a fridge, gas range, microwave, dishwasher. All at once, just in time for dinner. Up to 30% off appliance special buys now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details. Electric range available at extra cost. Valid through February 27th.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. An actor from the TV show Empire is in Chicago police custody accused of paying two men to stage an attack on him.
Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson says Jussie Smollett orchestrated the racist, homophobic, and political hate hoax last month to promote his career.
Accusations within this phony attack received national attention for weeks. Celebrities, news commentators, and even presidential candidates weighed in on something that was choreographed by an actor.
Johnson calling it a slap in the face to the city of Chicago and to the real victims of hate.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Peter Tork from the Monkees died. He was 77. The cause of death hasn't been announced, but he was diagnosed with cancer 10 years ago. Tork played bass and keyboards and sang in the band. It was put together for a TV show with best-selling records in the 60s. There were reunions in the decades since. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. More rain in the forecast for the next few days. For today, high temperature in the upper 70s with scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially by this afternoon and tonight. A couple of the storms could be on the strong side. We'll be watching the radar carefully. Very mild tonight. Overnight low 64. Tomorrow, high temperature near 80. And again, a risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms around. Saturday's high in the lower 80s. I think much of the day will be dry, but we're worried about the risk of some severe weather, perhaps towards Saturday evening and Saturday night. And we'll keep you up to date on that. Our weather app will be good to get on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's see. Let's finish up with this DNA in 1973 murder that they just solved.
More police departments are turning to genealogical websites to solve cold cases. By connecting DNA from crime scenes with online databases, authorities have also been able to track down the suspected Golden State Killer, as well as the Grim Sleeper, who was convicted in 2016 of murdering 10 people. In this case, Newport Beach police also used DNA to project what O'Keefe's killer might look like today.
I can tell you through both traditional DNA and through genealogical DNA, we have every opportunity in the world to solve so many of these cold cases that we never had hope in the past of solving.
The Orange County DA would not say whether it was Neil or a family member who submitted that DNA to the genealogy website. If convicted, Neil faces life in prison without the possibility of parole. And the DA says they may consider asking for the death penalty. He's due to appear in a Colorado courtroom later today. It did occur to me that Linda O'Keefe would be 57.
Amazing what they're doing with the DNA and things. It's really something. And so, remember the Golden State murderer, right, and some of these others? I mean, it really is amazing what they've done with this. And it's going to be nothing. The more DNA that's being handed in, the more we're going to have a lot of these type of things. There was a surprise $8,000 tax bill CBS is talking about. And again, listen to the way that they're presenting this story.
Many Americans are getting an unwelcome surprise from the IRS. They're learning their tax refund is not as much as they expected, or they're receiving a tax bill. The average refund compared to last year has dropped nearly 9%, according to the IRS. This is the first tax season since the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act went into effect. Anna Werner spoke to one woman who says her tax bill left her in tears. Anna, good morning.
Good morning. Dreaming of using your tax refund this year to go on a trip? Maybe pay off some debts. Better wait until you do the math. Some people are getting a shock. They owe thousands of dollars. Like the Colorado woman we spoke to who said when she did her taxes this year, she was floored.
The truth is we've always gotten a refund, so I like to sit down as early as possible because I want my money back.
Isadora Bielski says last year her family of four's tax refund topped $3,600. But this time around, when she did their taxes,
I plugged it all in, and at first I thought, oh my goodness, we're getting $8,000 back. And then I realized it was the wrong color. So I went back in and I checked everything, and then I started to cry.
Owing just over $8,000 was bad enough, but Bielski says it felt even worse because last year she went on the IRS website to make sure the government withheld enough taxes from she and her husband's paychecks.
I have a PhD in neuroscience. My husband has an MD. If we can't figure this out and we can't rely on the IRS and their calculators to give us the right information, what are we supposed to do?
Now, this would not have been a story at any other time other than the Trump tax plan, the bill. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to kind of position these two things together. Basically, the IRS computer or system that you went online and you plugged in your information gave her to take out too much holding. It's not that she has got an $8,000 tax bill because of a tax increase. It's because they over-withheld from she and her husband's taxes. I would like to personally see what they filled out to see what the mess-up was in the software. And are they talking to the IRS about what the mess-up was in the software? Again, this is a reporter not doing enough to try to dig through the story. For example, go back into the website and look at all the things that they had plugged in and see what happened with it. Let's continue on with the story, the $8,000 tax surprise.
A lot of households live paycheck to paycheck, and the refund is the single largest payment they get all year.
William Gale is co-director of the Tax Policy Center. He says many Americans did get a tax cut, but unless they made the correct changes to their withholding, the money may have wound up in their paychecks last year in smaller amounts.
The IRS had to tell people what to withhold, and it's a difficult problem for taxpayers, of course, but it's even difficult for tax experts at the IRS.
The IRS says last year refunds averaged around $2,100, but this year so far it's averaging around $1,900.
Matt Lease is with the IRS.
It is important to go ahead and check your withholding and update your W-4 if you're surprised this year, because it really is critical to get your tax situation and your withholding amount to the proper amount so that you don't have a surprise again in 2019.
A very unwelcome surprise, says Bielski.
I believe in paying taxes, but you can't expect average Americans who have bills to pay and things they want to do to save money that they don't know they're going to need.
Most people haven't filed yet, and the IRS doesn't know how many others may be in the same boat. One word of advice, though, if you can't afford to pay what you owe in a lump sum, do reach out to the IRS. It does offer payment plans, and while painful, that will be a lot better than the alternative, facing some stiff penalties that would cost you even more money.
Being a financial guy, basically what happened is they overwithheld. They got they're paying the $8,000 that they took too much of out in their paycheck. They were receiving it all during the year. It's just it was calculated wrong. This is a story that they just keep running these things out here, and it just really is ridiculous the way they're doing this. We have a, you know how, Joey, you have a warm-up act before the main band comes in?
Sure.
Okay, well, we have a warm-up act.
Oh, wow.
The general manager of WSFA, my good friend Mark P. Bunting. Give him applause. Give him applause.
Thank you. Great
How
to
are
be
you
here.
Doing today?
I am doing well. Good to see you.
Good to be seen.
It's been a while.
I know it has. We need to. Once you come back from Mardi Gras, we'll get back on our routine.
Yes, sir.
So when are you leaving to go down to Mobile?
That's the Friday before Fat Tuesday.
Okay. No alcohol involved in any of these
events. No, just a lot of king cake.
I like that. Now, as I said, Mark is the general manager of WSFA. Tell me how the changeover has been from Raycom to Gray.
It's been great so far. What was really kind of nice about these two companies is that the philosophies on how they do business are very similar. If you look at a history on how these media companies, other media companies have gotten together, it's usually a long and drawn out process. But, you know, my understanding is it basically was put together in less than 2 months. And, you know, there was an agreement here, an agreement there, and they all kind of came together, and voila. So.
Did being a part of Gray, does that help in a sense that they're taking out duplications of different things and there's a good fit?
Yeah, without question. You know, and that's the thing. I mean, Gray did some things really well that maybe we needed to work on and vice versa. So they were able to, you know, combine their synergies. And it makes for a more efficient company. We are now the third largest television company in the country. Interestingly enough, all of Gray stations were number one in their marketplaces. 90% of ours were as well. So when you combine the two, we have more number one TV stations within our company than any other TV company in the country.
Wow.
Yeah, it's impressive.
That is impressive.
And we, of course, are one of those at the number one.
As he says humbly.
Yes. Listen, that was done before I got there. I just am making sure I don't screw it up.
You're just making sure that it carries on.
Yeah.
I wanted to swing you over to that microphone because there's a lawsuit that are going on. Sandman, the young Catholic student that was caught on the video with the Native American.
Sure.
Pull that up, a Sandman attorney on lawsuit. This is Stop and Go, by the way. I want you to listen to this. This is the attorney representing Sandman and talking about the media outlets. I thought you would find this interesting.
The mob, give the mob a megaphone so that they could attack this boy because he was white, he was Catholic, and he was wearing a Make America Great Again cap. If Nicholas had not purchased that souvenir cap that day at the mall, if he was not wearing it, none of us would know who Nicholas Sandman is.
Well, there's Lynn Wood there, co-counsel to Nick Sandman, who's suing the Washington Post for defamation. His lawyers call the coverage a modern form of McCarthyism, say they ignored basic journalistic standards to advance an agenda against the president. Todd McMurtry is also part of the legal team with me now out of Cincinnati, Ohio. And Todd, I saw a comment that said it's not about the money, although it's a lot of money, $250 million. It's about the message. What is the message here, Todd?
Well, the message is very important, Don, and that is that we cannot tolerate a media establishment that goes after minors, 16-year-old boys, and completely destroys their reputation and then says that's okay and moves on to the next story. It's totally unacceptable.
Okay, now, the Post has vast financial resources. And I mentioned the sum you're looking for, right? $50 million compensatory, $200 million punitive. Is it about the money and not the message?
Well, the money is certainly the message. And so those are intertwined very carefully. And in this circumstance, we have a new, you know, type of damages, and those are perpetual reputational damages. Other commentators have sought to say that our damages are too high, but when you think about that those damages never go away and live on the internet forever, I think they're appropriate in this circumstance.
Is that a great fear of television stations and outlets?
Well, I don't know. On a local level, it's a whole different ball of wax. You know, network news, cable news, certainly getting a somewhat justified group of people complaining about them as presenting stuff that maybe isn't always.
Be careful, your conservatism showing up.
We're sure it isn't as factual as it should be. You know, we genuinely on a local level don't take that approach. I think the lawsuit, if you think about it, if by chance they do win, I think it seriously could change the approach of some news organizations on how they might do a story. But, you know, the sad thing is that the information was there. If you actually watched the entire, I think it was an hour and 40 minutes worth of video or whatever it was, or maybe it was 45 minutes, you can clearly see that what was reported was not factual. And so somebody didn't do their job. Or maybe they did and they didn't want to, you know, take note of what was obvious.
The other thing is that, and Clarence Thomas basically said this yesterday, is that the notion of willful intent with malice needs to be looked at, because here this young man was, he wasn't a noted person until the video happened, and then he became noted by the video.
Right, and they make a very interesting point, is if he wasn't wearing a MAGA hat, would this have even gone anywhere? And I'm wondering if that was the case as well.
I think that's what made it all go viral, is that he was wearing the MAGA hat, and what they did is they created a narrative of here's a young white male wearing a MAGA hat, and he is blocking or intimidating this Native American, which turned out to be completely false, particularly by the black group that was there that was yelling hate language, and nobody even reported on that.
Well, and you see that more and more and more. I mean, you know, I think the Empire actor, it's the same scenario where, you know, if you think that you can get the support of people who aren't in favor of the president to back you on whatever it is that you're saying, then you're going to succeed in whatever your efforts are. And sadly, you know, sooner or later, the truth will set you free.
Yeah, I've heard that before. Or we'll know in the fullness of time. One of the two of those.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
News Talk 93.1, we're going to have more of the Sandman attorney that was on Fox. We'll be right back.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Meet Bob, average everyday type guy. Just like anyone else, Bob loves his new smart home.
Hello, Bob.
But lately, Bob's been having some issues with the electricity in his home, handling all his new smart devices.
I'm afraid I can't do that, Bob.
Luckily, Bob knows he can call Mr. Electric for electrical repairs, upgrades, and installations. Plus, with Mr. Electric, you get a home safety checkup free with every call. So you can make sure that your electrical system is keeping up with all those cool gadgets. Visit us at Mr. Electric of Montgomery or give us a call today. Trust your family's safety to the experts at Mr. Electric of Montgomery. Where?
We're doing great. We're Mr.
working 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Before I go any further and get out of this hour, I want to remind you that Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars is doing new pricing. So if you went out and looked at cars in their used car lot, the prices could well have been down. David Ingram is being very aggressive in his pricing to make sure he's going to make you happy. So if you were out there 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, go back and see what the price of that car is now. They probably have dropped it. If you want to look at a car, go out now, find a car, see what if it's the price you want. If not, then go back later and see if they've reduced that price. Jack Ingram, Signature Used Car, sponsor of this hour of the Dan Morris Show. Mark, let's continue on with this attorney for young youth Sandman here who was at the Washington Monument.
Here's what the Washington Post says. Statement, we're reviewing a copy of the lawsuit. It's only one line, and we plan to mount a vigorous defense. Don't you have to prove malice? And if so, how do you do that, Todd?
Bill, I do not think we have to prove malice, but even if we had to, we would be able to do that. First, Nick Sandman is a private individual, so we only have to prove negligence. However, if a ruling were to be different and they were to consider him an involuntary public figure and we had to prove malice, we would be able to do that because the Washington Post is a weaponized news outlet that used its power and strength to destroy Nick Sandman's reputation, and they did that without adequate and appropriate levels of journalistic integrity and reporting, and that in itself is malicious. Okay. So I feel comfortable with either standard.
And that social media has changed all of this. I mean, think about it. I mean, ENG changed, electronic news gathering and microwaves, and that changed a whole bunch in the 1980s. But social media and be able to pop something up on Facebook or Twitter where you're showing video, and then it seems that we're doing more reporting about stories that are being reported than actually doing reporting now.
But right, and in this particular case, think about it. I mean, when I first saw the story, I just saw a picture. Mm-hmm. And then I saw a caption of what they assumed was taking place. And my first reaction was, oh, my God, I can't believe this happened. And then once you go and you go back and look at it, see, because it's so instantaneous, people aren't taking time to learn the facts. They just want to get it out there as soon as they can so that they can lead with a story and be first with it.
And probably, and another thing I'm very concerned about, Mark, is that they seem to want to, if it fits within a narrative, they will take it and run with it.
And that's the problem. And again, I go back to what we do locally. I mean, there is no narrative. Our job is to produce and present news as it is coming to fruition. Whatever is real, and we report it as it comes out. And to have a narrative and to have objectives is when you put out news, that kind of goes against what we stand for.
Let's continue on with the story.
A couple more quick questions. I want to play a little bit of what we were picking up back in the day, as I'm sure you're quite familiar. Kentucky law says the paper is allowed to retract initial apology, retract a story within 10 days. If that is the case, does that make your lawsuit moot?
Well, I don't think that the Washington Post can ever adequately retract because of this concept of perpetual reputational damages. They can try, and they do have 10 days to do that. But ultimately, the jury will decide whether the retraction is adequate. So they have a mountain of retraction to try to put forth to do it effectively.
So it's a degree or it's a measure of the retraction. That's what I'm hearing from you. Is that right?
That's right. If you destroy somebody's reputation on the front page, you can't go to the B section and put it on the back page and say we're sorry.
Okay, so the Archdiocese apologized. Does that make their do you drop the case against them or not?
No. I mean, the Diocese of Covington squeezed a half apology midway into a paragraph. That apology is not at all related or similar in size to the damage that their statement did. The Diocese of Covington statement was used nationally and internationally as a truthful statement. And the person who repeats that statement and the person who makes the statement are both liable. So the Diocese of Covington put that statement out there and did a lot of damage to Nick's reputation, and that retraction is inadequate.
I apologize for interrupting you.
Yes.
They are still on the list then, correct?
That's okay. Absolutely.
That's interesting that the Catholic diocese is still on the hook for this thing.
Well, again, I think it goes back to, if this does come out where the diocese pays money and the paper pays money, people are going to really have to start thinking about speaking before putting that out there and making these accusations, which are just not correct. And, and hopefully maybe people will learn from this. I don't know. But again, it all is tied to social media, and you have a responsibility, especially from a news operation at like WSFA, where we're well aware that you put it out there and it's out there forever. And so you got to do it right first time around.
I like that. I wish everybody had that attitude, Mark. Let's go to the phones and go to Joe. Joe, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, how y'all doing?
We're good, Joe. Good.
Hey, I'm trying to recall from memory, and I think I'm about 90% correct. That kid did that leering and stuff before, back during the election. The reason I remember it, because I remember what my dad would have done if he'd been leering at me like that. It's the same kid, but
I've never heard that before, Joe.
Okay, well, I just remember the kid in that red hat on, and it was back during when they were, before the election, I believe. But anyhow,
he bought that hat in Washington.
Oh, did he? Okay. Yeah. Well, I don't know, but I just from memory, because
I'm pretty high and up on the news, so I've never heard that before, Joe. But thanks for calling.
Okay. Well, I might be incorrect. Thank you.
Thanks. Let's play this next piece and see if we can fit it in. Can we fit it in?
There is a list, I think, of 51 different media entities and individuals. This is just a sample of what was going down in mid-January around this case. Watch here.
They're all jeering and they're dancing. He's got this smug look on his face. And let's not lie, everyone that sees that smug look wants to punch that kid.
That young man there does not look like someone who is appreciative and considerate of this culture and this chant going on.
I blame that kid. What a little...
Okay, none of it is great in reflection here. Is Trevor Noah on your list? Is CNN on your list? Is Bill Maher on your list?
That's going to be an interesting thing, is that all of a sudden the Catholic diocese and then these individuals that are on shows that have nothing to do with news, mm-hmm, are saying things that are derogatory, and they're going after them.
Well, there were also a number of celebrities that came out and noted that, they thought, oh, how despicable. And some of them have come back and retracted those statements. But, you think about this kid. I don't know, what is he, 16, 18 years old?
16
years old. And, I'm not sure how I'd respond in a situation like this. And when you're surrounded by a group of people yelling and screaming, and I'm sure my facial expression would have been as awkward as his. But I feel bad for the kid. He literally has gone through a living hell in the last, 4 months or 3 months that this was going on.
Mark, I appreciate you being here and just kind of sharing a little time. News Talk 93.1, Dan Moore Show will be back. Final hour with Bradley Byrne right after this.
Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.